And he saw that the whole world was good, including me. But after the head is taken, this is what he owed him, so he got a head. But after the Satan put his face into peace all over the world, then he made man a king. After Satan had confused things, he made man a king. The truth that he had confused things was man was under the tree. He made him. And he was, and he put prosperity under the feet of me. And it came from him his man. While he was under the feet of me. So even his man was by the world that had been put in that seat. He made him from his man while he was under the feet of me. If he was under the feet of me, his man also was under the feet of me. Now, his identity is really identified his nation in his purity by God, based on God. So really, he just called Stephen. But look at the Christ is called Eve. And Eve means the son of God. Eve is the son of God. Indeed. So she is God's son. She's the dark side of him. And she is the one created after the total Satan on God's creation. So no wonder then that this is the child of Herod for his name. For he was just Stephen. But why she's awake? She's in the dark. The bright sun has gone. And it's Jesus died for her. She wants the rest, not the world. Even time back then it was for a friend, it's not the world. It was for rest. So she was born the rest, not the world. And this is another thing that distinguishes Christ from other religions, especially those that are Christians. The Christians have their religion coming, and the religion coming to give you rest. Islam is a religion that says your God never takes rest. But in the Old Testament, the believers that they shall have God, when will you rise up from your sleep? God be your sleep. When will you rise up from your sleep and deal with our problems? That for her, something says, God, the just swallow and the last sleep. That's a correction of what we're saying against it. Coming into the Old Testament about God. And then the preacher says, he comes to give you rest. The prophet says, sure, the difficulty of rest. And just the difficulty first is you get the rest. See the difference between the religions? And see the real, deep, profound differences. It makes a big difference. Do you know? Well, that will say it. Do you know if it wasn't for the Jews and the religious teachers of the East who had ancient knowledge, America would have conquered it? If they had been left alone to find their way on this planet, they'd still be in Canaan, still be savage, barbaric, war-worn, lust, sex and wine. They'd still be like that. But the people of the book, Jews, came to them with the message to convert them. And after converting them, their lives, of course, have been designed then to give them wisdom for the time.
Yes.
Wisdom for the time. And who is this reconciled? And they were not only home, they were There are few of them that know what's happening. So they can't do anything about it. They can't do anything about it. They can't change what has been done. And if they will change it, what would they do? They can't make it better. They can only change it up, but they can't make it better. The idea is similar. But it just needs to be consistent in terms of moral principles and ethics. It needs to be consistent. And they have the freedom to make it consistent. But they're too weak. They're too weak. So the strong who have no discipline in mind, they're always in a position to tell them, I'm boss, what to do. And believe me, these are our faults, what to do.
That's right.
Yes, they do.
That's right.
The lies they call the angels, they're our faults, what to do. But in this world, we don't have that.
That's right.
We don't have that. The world is changed. And not necessarily to the extent you can find a way. They have a law of mysticism in the game. But they have the fact that it's so clear on what they're supposed to do that most of our believing that you can't just arrange it. No, you can't just arrange it. And you hold on to that as a sure light for your feet of God, be guided by. God will reveal to your heart as your neighbor that you have been trying to have yourself. Yes. He will give you new rhythm and a lot of rhythm. He will have you reveal to whom so ever he will. Whosoever he guides, he guides. That is true. And whosoever we leave without guidance, it's that's the God. That's the God. So don't think God guided Moses, it won't guide you. It ain't no matter the devil that you, God won't guide you. Just like he did Moses. Doesn't mean you don't need a prophet, but he will guide you just like he guided Moses. There's other teachers in this world. They even believe in the end of time. And I don't want to spend any time on prophets and God be alive. They believe that there's going to be a guided one after Muhammad. They call me a Mahdi. And they have basis for this in the sayings of Muhammad. They teach me the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, teach me from him. That he'll be the rightly guided one, the Mahdi. And Sumer has heard of the Mahdi. If you're familiar with the history of Sumer, most of the history of Sumer, they claim the Mahdi. The great people there. They claim the Mahdi. And we doesn't mean that we have more than one Mahdi. No. But there is a need for a Mahdi. You want a Mahdi. Yeah. And then, Prophet Muhammad said that God will also give his apostles a Mahdi. A Mahdi. Tells me the word Mahdi, which means to. Forgive the world of intention and not only at the end of time, but at certain periods of time. So we need to rise.
Yes.
He will give the people an intention. So Islam will never be lost. Islam will lose its dubious and become old, dilapidated, attaching to the intelligent and beautiful nation people. But God has told Muhammad and he has told us. God has inspired Muhammad to tell us that whenever it's necessary, he will have one that will bring about a renewal and bring back the precious, the beauty, the terrible. He will take it over and loses his darkness too. The first. That's the first thing we would give to the mission of accepting his law. We would give him his
purpose.
I've heard some of them say, we would give him purpose. Make him strong. so he reasoned against it, was what the Christians call virgin creation. Virgin creation. It hadn't been adulterated by strange man or errant man going away from the way. It was a non-being. It was a beautiful, healthy, virgin world. And Satan not wanting man to be his own being. Mankind. Man meaning mankind. What I mean, he didn't want the unity of the human man, of the human leadership. Okay? That's clear about the man, that's clear enough. He didn't want the unity of mankind. All the nations and races of people to be in harmony with one another and to have a human as their nation. And God said, I'm going to have it that way for you. So he made it happen to be the first coming of for all people. And he said, Noah, and others at the same time. And he said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the sign that a leader will be born out of virgin creation. No man will have time to do that in this world. All the young 7 years after the time that I will one day see this world and this is the God I've seen in this life. I couldn't imagine that I'd bet that my father was not here, he would be jumping to the door. That man would be so happy. Yeah. For he was a man devoted to searching and obeying God. Not just obeying him, but searching too. Searching for the truth and obeying his father. That's how man would. Yeah. He was a scripture man. He was a man of scripture. He loved scripture. That was his love. Scripture. Yeah. Okay, so now we have this belief that God created the world and created it in a nation we call the Muslim nation, yielding to the will of his creator. And now he makes us from that creation, therefore we are inherently Muslim. That means the material that many Jews already had, the material that formed you already had Muslim in it before you were born. That's what it means. So you're inherently Muslim. You're inherently Muslim, and your religion by nature is this one. You were created for this one. But it took God to reveal this to you because man's mental powers are limited. He had ideas. He found it outside of the living in him. He found from himself that God, there is God, and God is one. Those people found that in the Bible, they're called seers. Yes, S-E-E-R-S. They're called seers. They're called, what are they called? Seers. But in world of the scripture, they're called philosophers. And in the Bible, they're called seers. So, then God says, this is conclusion. Then God says to us, this is the religion of Islam. Yeah. And God gives us some understanding of what Islam means. He says, he is the one that's Islam from Islam, of Islam from Islam. He is the one that's Islam. So the last one has the sky, heaven, and earth, which means he is the one that brought about for the first time the sky and the earth. It means originating. Originating from He is the one that originated the sky and the earth. Then he says to us that he gives us faith on. He says, the faith on it is the religion of faith on. So it is the religion of origin. This religion is the religion of origin. Isn't this in accordance with the Bible and the teacher has told in the Testament and the people with that traditional spirit and hopes? The people saying to him, who were lost in his misery, give me that old time to be. It was good enough for my father, it was good enough for me. Isn't that what he said? He's been thinking about the church when he was not yet free to join the church. How could he have been thinking about the church? That was a kingdom of connection with Israel that he still had in that spirit if he didn't have it in that heart. And that spirit was grabbed out. Give us that old kind of religion. It was good enough for my father. And his father said, oh, so he came to the devil. So he said, oh, my father is good enough for me. And the truth is, when they saw something wrong with the church, they said, this old rugged cross.
Yes.
The very end of the suffering chain is there. That was their boundary. This old rugged cross, the very end of the suffering chain in death. And yet, I hope to change it one day. So to get off the cross and be free to be engaged in the universe. That's the cross. Now we see traveling the earth at night, on a clear night. It was to be free to expand into the God that God promised to the reason. They didn't wait to still be the witness of the heaven and earth. God can fulfill this. We thank God for it. And I'll be shouting by myself if you don't know. I'll come on for this today. I'll ask God for this today. Because it is our salvation. If you lose your baby that you love, and someone brings your baby that you know is your baby, no matter how pretty that baby is, no matter how faithful, much better that baby is, they ain't gonna get the satisfaction for you, but just to get your baby. That's my baby. I'll have to get
baby, go up. Alright. Yes, yeah, so I can move this off. No problem. With that this religion calls us to know that we are not Muslims by God imposing something on us, or adding something to us that we didn't have before. And we don't have a religion that God gave us that we didn't have in our own name to fit on. And people live in the Torah, but it's not called by the Arabic thing, Islam. They live in the Torah. And everyone truly obeying God's will and spirit for Muslim and their religion with Islam.
I want to point out something else that is unique for us in this religion.
not that it's not inauthentic, but authentic just have not brought it home. It is what people say. Islam is the religion that recognizes human beings to be human, and to be human, as one philosopher said, to be human is to make mistakes. That you will make mistakes, you will err, you will forbid to sin. Nothing is going to change that. That's human nature. Some of us will be angels, some will be better than others, but there will always be those who make mistakes. And Allah gives us the messenger of Muhammad, the prophet, that was an anchor. He gave us the messenger that was the human being, as we are. A human being, as Allah says in the Quran, human being like yourselves. That's your own miserable human being like yourselves. So, God, in this religion, does not ask us to separate from the world, to not have wives, etc. He wants us to live a normal human life, a good human life, and to forgive one another, as Jesus prayed in the Bible, New Testament. He didn't only preach that we should, that God is forgiven, but he preached that his followers should also be forgiven and forgive one another. Don't hold things against one another. Don't keep up all the time. It's just not assuming, you know. Everything died against it. So your man's feelings for your brother should die against it. Don't just keep bad feelings for your brother, for your sister, for your wife, for your husband. Let those things die and just kill you if you go on. Then the person holds on to grudges and bitterness, etc., it works against them. Disease that will take away their faith and take away their happiness, killing them forever, killing them forever. So let us be forgiving. It's part of the religion that teaches forgiving. Forgiving, that we should forgive. It's part of the religion that doesn't say just because brothers can have 10 things down the wrong one. The whole congregation can do what he did. No. We are sharing different things. One will excel in that. Another will excel in some other devotion. Or some other thing that God accepts that will carry the eye of the child. So let us look at each other as one strong. One soldier, then another. Look at us all as brothers and sisters only. And don't raise one up on the other. You don't know or you don't know. And the judgment, when you see that person you raised up, maybe he'll be in the hellfire. And the person you put down, maybe in the death pool. Amen. That's what I'm saying, amen. You don't know. You don't know. No matter how good a person looks at you, no matter how good I look at you, don't you make a judgment that I'm better than them. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Don't you make a judgment that I'm better than this brother? You don't know that. I don't know that. I have no idea that I'm better than this brother. This brother sitting there for me and I'm looking at him. I don't even know that. Only God can tell me that. That's the judgment. I have no idea that. I don't know what I'm saying. I got a lot of faults that I wish I didn't have. Thank you.
So don't give up. Keep fighting sin.
Yes.
But don't expect to be an angel to talk to you back.
That's correct.
You fool yourself and think who you are. That they just stand out. Don't even think that they just stand out. It is true for us. This is true for us. And on this parable, God tells us, he says, follow not only the mother of conscience, he says, and follow those after you who follow him in excellence. In excellence. So this is taking the best of us, right? Taking the best of us. So if you live a life going after excellence, you are doing what God said. You are following the best there was. So authority are not being distinguished. Our credit is to be given in Israel to those leaders who follow in Israel in the tradition that Prophet Muhammad said. The excellence that God revealed and the excellence that He gave us in Muhammad's excellence. The excellence that He revealed to us and Muhammad's excellence. For He said to us, you certainly have in Muhammad both of them have the best of most excellent models. For any who believes in God and answer to their God. Yes. The man said, if you believe that you have to answer to their God, this is beautiful. Well, this is very beautiful. So clear and so beautiful. That we are living and live in this religion and be harmful. You can get angry with somebody, call them, they're dumb or whatever. And you can come back to your problem and still love yourself as much as you did before you called them. Anymore. You don't have to call them, then you probably got to leave. It's all about how good that you had discovered yourself. Thank you.